This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is due to be fingerprinted and photographed in a New York courthouse next week as he becomes the first ex-president of the United States to face criminal charges. It's a case involving a 2016 hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. Reuters' Chris Dignam has more.
A growing police presence and a throng of TV news cameras surrounded a Manhattan courthouse on Friday, where ex-President Donald Trump was due to be fingerprinted and get a mugshot next week as he becomes the first sitting or former commander-in-chief in American history to face criminal charges. A lawyer for Trump said the former president will plead not guilty to the charges related to a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels made just days before the 2016 presidential election. Another Trump attorney said he will not be handcuffed when he is expected to surrender on Tuesday under the terms of a deal agreed to by the office of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
That's Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke at a ceremony in the town of Bucha near Kyiv on Friday to commemorate the anniversary of its liberation from Russia's brutal occupation. Bucha stands as a symbol of atrocities committed by the Russian army since its full-scale invasion began in February of 2022. The Kremlin's forces occupied Bucha for about a month, soon after the start of the war. Ukrainian troops retook the town and found horrific scenes. Hundreds of bodies were uncovered, including some children. In a tweet, Zelensky said, "We will never forget the victims of this war, and we will certainly bring all Russian murderers to justice." In his daily address Thursday, the Ukrainian leader commemorated Ukraine's 400th day of resistance. VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden called on Russia on Friday to release detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, charged with spying by Moscow. As he left the White House for a trip to storm-devastated Mississippi, Biden said, "Let him go." The Journal said the detention of their reporter was based on false allegations. Turkey's parliament on Thursday ratified Finland's application to join NATO, lifting the last hurdle in the way of the Nordic country's long-delayed accession into the Western Military Alliance. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
All 276 lawmakers present voted in favor of Finland's bid, days after Hungary's parliament also endorsed Helsinki's accession. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg wrote on Twitter in welcoming Turkey's action, "This will make the whole NATO family stronger and safer." Sweden's bid to join the alliance, meanwhile, has been left hanging, with both Turkey and Hungary holding out on giving it the green light, despite expressing support for NATO's expansion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday toured scenes of devastation in the Mississippi town after storms last week killed 26 people and destroyed homes and property in Mississippi and neighboring Alabama. As Biden and First Lady Jill Biden drove through Rolling Fork, they saw the damage left by a powerful tornado that reduced many of the community's 400 houses to unrecognizable debris. Biden announced the federal government will cover for 30 days the full cost of Mississippi's emergency measures in response to last week's storm.
Providing funding to cover overtime for local emergency responders, to cover the cost of removing all debris, 100% of that cost. We're also authorizing cash grants for people who lost their homes.
During their trip, the Bidens surveilled recovery efforts and met first responders, state and local officials, and people affected by the storms. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, on a week-long tour of Africa on Friday, urged Zambia's bilateral creditors to expedite the restructuring of its debts.
"We are continuing to reiterate our call for all bilateral official creditors to provide meaningful debt reduction to Zambia."
Harris said the government in Lusaka had put in place measures to strengthen its economy and should be supported with debt relief. She was speaking at the start of a two-day visit to Zambia. Zambia has been looking to restructure its debt since becoming the first African country to default during the COVID-19 pandemic in late 2020. And Pope Francis is expected to leave the hospital Saturday. He's scheduled to take part in a Palm Sunday service the following day, according to the Vatican. On Friday, he reportedly baptized a baby and greeted children in Rome's Gemelli Hospital. Marissa Melton, VOA News.